Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. I am officially back from the United Kingdom and a little sojourn to Paris, and it was incredible and eye-opening, and there's so many personal like aha moments and ooh, that's such a good lesson and that's such a good learning and so many things that I want to share with you, but I will continue to unpack some of those things and I'm going to wrap them up in little bite-sized morsels for you and do a few very, very helpful podcast episodes over the next coming weeks, because I think this experience that I have navigated in the last, 10 years, but like I think literally last 10 weeks, there's so much to share and so much that I have learned that I know will be so helpful for you and so helpful to so many of us who are real life human beings running businesses, ambitious, multifaceted, easily distracted, really like on a mission to do big things and to find the next iteration of creativity, commercialism, personal development, stepping outside of your comfort zone. And I think for me, one of the things that I miss the most about traveling, particularly airplane travel, but one of the things I miss the most is that moment where the plane lifts off and you're like, I am defying gravity. I don't understand how airplanes operate. I am putting my faith and trust in humanity. This is all going to work itself out. And for me, I always have that moment of if this is the last trip that I take, if this is it, if this is my time on earth is finished, I always have that moment when we're taking off. But I love that moment because I really dive in to that, am I happy with my life? Am I satisfied with the general direction that I am traveling? Am I feeling like I am making the choices I want to make? Am I making the most of this human experience that I have been gifted with? And if I could do anything with my time, energy, effort, and privilege, what would I do with it? And what do I want to do with this life? And that moment when the plane takes off, I developed that habit when I was young in my corporate career because I spent a lot of time traveling, a lot of time on airplanes, and just using that moment as super deep and intense personal reflection. And it's not a time-consuming thing, but I feel like that moment of when the airplane takes off is one of the things that Kathleen has relied on for many years in terms of just making sure that the trajectory of my life is in line with what feels right for me, what feels like I can create the most impact, I can be of the most service to the humans, and that I am making the most of this precious time on earth. So I think it's so fascinating to just like be able to get back into that, to be able to have that experience. And I'll remind all of us that you don't have to get on an airplane. You definitely don't have to get on an airplane to do that work. You can just decide that the next time you go for a walk, the next time you take the dog out, the next time you're driving to the grocery store, that you're going to take that time to just ask yourself, like, is my life moving in the direction that I want it to move in? And in those moments of deep, deep, deep reflection, I often think back to like these big chapters in my life, which often align to big chapters in my business, but these big, big, big chapters in my life. And I always kind of think back, because for you and I, we're visual creatures. And one thing that's just stuck in my head, and I see it so clearly, and I'm going to talk you through this in a bit more detail, but one of the things that's so clearly stuck in my head is the experience of creating the original content for our first website. And we are coming up to 10 years of running a flower business. I've been my own boss for almost 15 years, but in an iteration of being a floral designer, coming up 10 years. And the visual and the experience, and I just so vividly remember going through the process of trying to figure out how to photograph these things and doing these things and capturing these things and creating what now makes me just so cringy. That first picture on our very first iteration of a website. And I just feel so proud of truly, like, start before you're ready, get a really messy version out into the world, and then continue to iterate. One of the tools that I have found super helpful with all of the tech in the world that we now have access to, but this is something that's so helpful, and I don't know how long ago I heard about this, but I don't know if you know about this resource, but there is this thing called the Internet Archive. Literally, there is a not-for-profit organization that has a digital library of the internet. So they describe it like a paper library. We provide free access to researchers, historians, scholars, people with print disabilities, and the general public, i.e. you and I, on a mission to provide universal access to all knowledge, which is a freaking big mission. But one thing that this not-for-profit has created is what they refer to as the Wayback Machine. I feel like that's something from The Simpsons, but like, they have created this thing called the Wayback Machine. So you can type into Google the Wayback Machine. And what it does, what they have started to do, and what they started to do like in the early 2000s, back when the early days of the internet, you can go to their search bar, you can type in any URL, and it will generate a snapshot of a website, give you timestamps, and you can literally bring up previous versions of any website, which is astounding to think about. Like, I don't even understand how they house all that data, how they capture all that content, but that's, anyway, above my pay grade. But I went in and looked at a couple of things, because that Wayback Machine is how I have kept track of, and really, like, for me, visually seen the progress in my business. And it's so fascinating to go back and look at. I just typed in the URL for J.Crew. The first snapshot that the Wayback Machine has captured for J.Crew is from June 16th, 2004. 2004. I was like, I had just finished my first degree at university. I was working corporate fancy life in 2004. Yes, I knew the internet was a thing. Yes, it was part of our marketing and our ad campaigns. But to think that there are like businesses out there that have been online, they have had a website since 2004. So J.Crew, that was June 16th, 2004 is the first time that the Wayback Machine captured their website. Then I was thinking about like journalism, and they're always kind of on the forefront of what's happening. So I went to the New York Times again, January 2nd, 2004. That's almost 20 years. 20 years that they have had websites up and running. 20 years of changes and updates. And you can go to the Wayback Machine, and they have quoted 814 billion web pages. 814. I was like, that is way more than any of us can comprehend. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about this, and why it's so impactful, is it's so easy for us to believe, as we're going through the process of creating our website, that it is a static thing. But if we think of the likes of J.Crew, right, 2004, how many different seasons of products they've been through, how many new photo shoots, how many new creative directors, how many new marketing managers, how many new rebrands, how many updates, how many complete overhauls to the user experience, how many optimization tests they've run, how many different iterations and changes they have created in their website since 2004. So this leads me to want to share with you three super simple things you can do to your website today to really embrace the fact that A, the floral design industry is online. It is where you're going to get the customers. It's where the good orders are coming in. It's the easiest way to get found by your dream clients. And simply recognizing that your website needs to be doing the heavy lifting in your flower business. With that, this idea of let's go through three super simple, super specific things that you can do this week to get your website in line with what you need to be doing in terms of being able to attract those dream customers, being able to get more orders, get good customers, and actually have your website the face of and successfully leading the charge in your business flower empire growth. And the first thing to know, the most important thing to remember, is that your website is a living, breathing thing. The J.Crew website has been around for 20 years. It's like 20 years old. But it's probably been through at least 2,000, if not 20,000, iterations and changes. So instead of thinking that your website is this static brochure, I'm going to invest in it once and then never look at it again, I love thinking about it as this fluid, ever-changing, iterative, work-in-progress experience. And this is particularly true when it comes to floristry and selling flowers and generating inquiries. Because in our industry, every new day, there is a new person who's looking for a florist. There's a new couple that is just about to embark on the process of planning for their wedding. There is a new amazing human that is wanting to sign up for a workshop. There is somebody who's just started the experience of working from home, or they're just launching their business and they want to buy a floral subscription. Every new day in the floral design industry is a new opportunity to get new customers, which means it actually doesn't matter what your website looked like yesterday. It doesn't matter what your website looked like a month ago. You can go in there today, do a complete update on the color palette, the brand, the vibe you're putting out into the world. You can change your name. Ain't nobody going to be paying enough attention. You can update your minimum. You can change your minimum. You can completely remove your minimum. You can launch a brand new service. You can put out a whole new offer today, knowing that the people who were on your website yesterday may not be the same people who are coming to your website today. And that idea of really understanding that your website gets to be this completely fluid, always iterative, changing thing, right? If you have a physical retail shop and you go through the process of changing your shop window, and maybe you do that every 6 weeks, every 12 weeks, once a season, you could actually do the same thing on your website and do it even more often because it takes way less effort. So remembering that at any moment in time, you can make whatever updates and changes you want to your website. You don't even have to wait till Monday. You don't even have to wait till the first quarter. You don't even need to wait till next financial year. You're like, you know what? It's 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. We're going to go in and we're going to make these changes to our online catalog. We're going to go in and we're going to change the process in terms of our wedding inquiries. We're going to go in and we're going to completely remove the minimum, or we're going to go in and we're going to triple our minimum. Whatever it is that you want to do, you don't have to wait, because your website is an always improving iterative process. And when I look back at the early iterations of my website, I will say it gives me all of the like nauseous, creepy, gross feels. Kind of makes me want to barf. But when I can get past that, I know that there are two like stare me in the face. Oh my gosh, Kathleen, I wish I had known these things sooner. But two very obvious things that I really wish I had known when I had done this first iteration of our website. And looking back at our homepage, looking back at the homepage very specifically, with, I mean, it wasn't awful. Like, I know we did some things right, but what I see now in hindsight is how much Kathleen's I'm not good enough story just drove so many of the decisions and so many of the like visuals and just really like craving and wanting to have a successful business and just wishing that my customers would come along and be able to ask me to create the high value work. But being faced with what I thought was the current reality at the time, which actually turns out to be just my I'm not good enough story. And I remember, like, this was well before the time of creativemarket.com existed and the fact that we now have access to amazing stock photos and we don't even have to worry about doing styled shoots and we don't even have to worry about being like the best at photography on day one. But I look at that homepage and I see such an incredible missed opportunity that's super duper functional. And it's so easy to overlook this because A, most of the templates that we're going to buy off the shelf, whether it's a WordPress template, Squarespace, Wix, Shopify, most of the templates that we have aren't taking into account some of the functional requirements that florists need. As well, for me, I was coming from such an insufficient energy that I was desperate to look legitimate that I wasn't even thinking about the world of search engine optimization. Particularly in today's day and age, when we're thinking about how customers look for a florist and if they're jumping on Google, that has to be part of our thought process when it comes to creating the content for our website. So if you look at the template that you're using for your website and you look at the way that they've set it up, it's very likely that in that front banner that they've set up on their homepage, that it's going to read something like, you know, perfectly light in every bite, or it's going to have, you know, just the name of the template that they're using in that top banner. Or for me, I had this version of our website where I had just this like very few emotive pretty words, because when I was looking at other successful florist websites, other famous florist websites, that's what they were doing. So I thought, oh, okay, well, I guess that's what we're supposed to do. This idea of, you know, your top header, the title on that page or the H1 heading on that page saying something like romance the everyday or ethereal, natural, beautiful, high vibe flowers. When in actual fact, from a very practical point of view, you're just missing out on the chance to get listed on Google. And it's super functional and it's super straightforward and it's probably the opposite of being the most creative copywriter on the planet. Because now I know, oh right, okay, my homepage, it needs to have an H1 heading and it needs to be optimized to say Florist Victoria, BC. So you're going to want to optimize your homepage with a key search phrase that your customer is going to use when they're looking for a florist. So it might be Florist Chicago. It might be Weddings and Events and Styling Chicago. It might be Florist Cambridge, Florist Melbourne. It's super functional. It's not creative, but it's very square peg, square hole, because that's the way that the Google game works. And I know for us as creatives, we think we need to make sure we're using the perfect language and it's super ethereal and it's very aspirational and it's romantic and it's lovely and it exudes our brand and it exudes our vibe. When in actual fact, we're completely missing the opportunity to win the Google game. Little pro tip, if you're inside the Flower Boss Academy, jump up to that search bar and type in SEO checklist or search engine optimization checklist, and you'll get a link to the exact checklist that we use and my thought process in terms of exactly which key phrases to use on each page in your website. So jump into the search bar, you'll find it there, and then you can copy it for yourself. So that first one is making sure that you have your homepage optimized to the right search term for Google. The other thing, when I look at our homepage, and the third thing that you can do on your website right now, is when I look back at every early iteration of our website, one thing, and I thought I was doing, I swear I thought I was doing the right thing, but I had zero mention, not a single glimpse of the fact that there are real life human beings that work inside this business. There wasn't a single photo of a hand, a body, a face, not a single glimpse of a living, breathing human. For me, I know that that thought process was being driven by not wanting to be called out as a fraud. I had no idea what I was doing, and I didn't want my customers to know that. So I intentionally kept hidden, and I intentionally didn't show myself, didn't show any single part of a human being on our website, and also didn't do the same thing on our social media feed. And I was looking back at my old photos. So technically started the first iteration of our flower business in August of 2014. And it wasn't until August of 2018, 4 years later, that I finally got the courage to show up and we did our very first brand shoot. 4 years. And it was such a massive mistake and such a massive missed opportunity. Because if your current competition, if your biggest worry, if your biggest stress is trying to compete against the relay networks, the likes of 1-800-ROSES and Teleflora, they would pay so much money to be able to have real life human beings that they can showcase on their websites. And in actual fact, in many places, they have created these sub-brands like Meg's Flowers and Lilies to be able to make it look like there's a real-life human being, even though it's just a call center. So your biggest point of differentiation from the relay networks is actually being able to talk about you as the creative director in your business, being able to put a face to your business, being able to actually show up and show the fact that there are real life human beings who will care for the process and the flowers and the creativity and the seasonality and the design and provide their expert advice. So if your current competition, if your biggest concern is the relay networks right now, know that you, as the face of your business, get to be the single point of differentiation and you can win the game simply because you're a real life human being. The second thing to know is that people do business with people, particularly when it comes to floristry, because the flowers are actually such a minor part of the marketing experience. They are such a tiny piece of the puzzle and it's the designer that really makes the magic happen. So if you are comparing yourself to what's happening to in the shop down the road or what the super successful florist who might be featured on Vogue is doing down the street, you are the integral piece of the puzzle. You are the heart of your business and you are the brains behind this operation. And that's what your customers want to know. And the perspective shift that's been super helpful for me, if you feel like a fraud, if you're feeling like an imposter, if you don't feel like you're good enough, one of the things that I find super helpful is remembering that your business isn't about you. Your business is a totally separate entity from you, and your business is in business to serve your customers. And the thing that you can do to be of service to your customers is be the face, be the person who is helping your customers. So particularly if you have a heart of service, if you're on a mission to be helpful, you want to help your customers, you want to guide your customers, you want to share your insight and your knowledge, remember just to simply flip your perspective. Your business isn't about you. Your business is a business that's in service to your customers. And busting through that imposter syndrome, feeling like a fraud, really understanding that you get to shift your point of view and putting yourself in your customer's shoes is the most powerful way to build a relationship with your clients, to get good customers, and to easily, like easily separate yourself from the competition. And for those of you that have a business that has a real person's name in it, whether it's your name or somebody else's name, I'm talking to you very specifically. If you run a flower business that is named after somebody, please make sure that it is so obvious that there are real life human beings in that business. I know exactly what it's like to feel like a fraud and not want to be called out for the fact that you have no idea what you're doing. I totally get it. That's A, why I created the Flower Boss Academy, so that you could get coached every single week, so that you could learn how to bust through the fear, doubt, and uncertainty and really show up with authority and power in your business. But also know that your website, it is so incredibly important that you, as the real life human being, show up on your website. It is so powerful and so integral in terms of attracting those higher value customers and making it easier to go through the know, like, trust experience. So, on your agenda for this week, take a few minutes to do a quick review of your website content. Remember, your website is a living, breathing thing. It is always a work in progress. You can make up any updates you want, anytime you like, and it doesn't need to be a big deal. Very specifically, look at your homepage and make sure that it's optimized to that key search phrase. Make sure that you have gone through the SEO checklist and that you have optimized that content on your homepage so that you can start to win the Google game. The next thing is to make sure you look at your content and make sure that you, your team, the humans inside of your business are featured and there are like real life human beings showing up on your website, and that it's super clear that there are real life human beings who are happy to help your customers. And if you're feeling totally stuck on your website, if you've got your website up and running, but it's not doing the heavy lifting for you in your business, then listen up. This week inside the Flower Boss Academy, we are doing personalized website reviews. That means if you're a member of Flower Boss Academy, you get to submit your website and you get personalized feedback so that you know exactly what to do to take it to the next level so that your website can become your revenue generating machine in your business. I'll also tell you that this is a limited time thing. You have to be a member of the Flower Boss Academy before Friday, June 16th. 2023, in order to be able to take this offer up, in order to be able to submit your website for review. So if you're not yet part of the Flower Boss Academy, come join us. Make sure you join us before Friday, June 16th. And if you want another pair of eyes on your website, you need specific guidance in exactly what to do to make it better, come join us. All you have to do is visit flowerbossacademy.com, click the Enroll Now button, sign up to the Flower Boss Academy. And then inside the Flower Boss Academy, you'll see the specific instructions in terms of exactly how to submit your website and get personalized feedback so that you can make your website work for you. 2023 is the year to level up your online marketing game, my friends, and to make sure that your website is the heart of your flower business and that it's doing its job. So please make sure you take these tips. Learn from many of my mistakes. Please don't take as long as I did to figure this stuff out. Do the work, make it work for you. And remember, if you need help, just come join me inside the Flower Boss Academy. Have the most amazing week, my friends. Drive safe, drink your water, eat your vegetables, get some sleep, and I'll talk to you again next week. Bye for now.